is We Are the People by Empire of the Sun. You are listening to 90.7 WGXC Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. It's 6 p.m. Stay tuned this hour for a lot of great content, including the First Life Clubhouse radio show hosted by us, William and Aisha, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, coming to you live in front of our studio audience at the Youth Clubhouse in Catskill, New York.
Stay tuned for more great music on the First Clubhouse Radio Show, presenting Censored, The Word Shop, and Our Town, Our Truth. Tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. to WGXC 90.7 FM or WGXC.org. My name's William, and I will be your host today, along with my sister, Aisha. We will also be hearing from Kingston, Kai, and David from the clubhouse during the program. Today, we will be sharing our vision for the radio show through music, poetry, and discussion. All views expressed on the Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
I say what I want to say when I feel and die. Look in the mirror and know I'm there with my hands in the air. I'm proud to say yeah, I'm real, I'm real, I'm really, really real. I'm real, I'm real, I'm really, really real. I'm real, I'm real, I'm really, really real. Real. I'm real, I'm real.
I promise your eyes never lie, even if they wait. With the smell of a flipping down a green hill. You living in a world that come with plan B, cause plan A never relay a guarantee, and plan C never could say just what it was. And your plans only can pan around love. You love him, you love them, you love her. You love so much, you love what love hurts. You love red bottom and gold that say queen. You love handbag on the waist of your jean. You love French tip and trip that pay for. You love bank slip that tell you we pay more. You love a good hand whenever the card dealt. But what love got to do with it when you don't love yourself?
I know I want.
Hello everyone, you are just listening to Real by Kendrick Lamar. We're going to kick off our show by presenting Our Town, Our Truth, where we explore social and cultural issues impacting our lives. Today's topic is the inspiration and launch of the Clubhouse Radio. Today we are joined by Kai Hillman, the director of the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses, and David Loyola, Catskill Clubhouse Youth Coordinator. Hello David, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you, William?
I'm excellent. Kai, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to start off with a question for both of you, actually. What is the clubhouse?
What is the clubhouse? I'll take that. This is Kai. The clubhouse is our... We have two of... In the state, the Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services, and we are under the umbrella of the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene County. With all that said, we are a safe space for youth ages 12 through 17 that may have been affected by alcohol, substance abuse in some form or another. And we also serve young adults 18 through 21, or up to, we could go up to 25, 26. There's so much more I could say. What else do you want to know?
David, what does the clubhouse mean to you?
Okay. To me in particular, it's just another outlet for the youth to go in a safe manner, of course, come here and interact with staff and other peers, specifically within the school district. So what do they do here is pretty much from recreational activities on top of what Kai here has depicted. So for example, homework, and just getting creative. Cooking, from cooking to exploring other avenues within the town here of Catskill.
Let me jump in on that. Yeah, like David said, we do various activities from in-house to field trips. We very much want to be peer-led, youth-led. So, for example, William, you've been on our youth advisory committee to make decisions within the clubhouse and for the clubhouse, and you know that's what we're going for. The clubhouse is basically what we do here is what the youth want to do. And we provide skill building opportunities and growth and empowerment for young people. And that leads us to the radio show right here and right now, what we're doing.
Okay. To our next question, how are the youth empowered in this space? And why does that matter to you?
Yeah. I kind of just answered some of that. But so how are the youth empowered? Giving you guys an opportunity to speak your voice in whatever form. The radio show is a perfect example of, you know, you guys are running this, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We have, you know, staff to guide and to teach. Thank you, Phoebe Potter. And and it really matters. It clearly matters in the growth of a young person to feel heard and empowered in their lives. I don't know if you guys have anything to add.
Yeah, pretty much. In the end, it's just another safe haven. And since we encourage the youth to lead, as example is what we are discussing today, that includes everything else that we do when it comes to the outings or any other activities as well.
And a question for you. What is the Clubhouse Radio?
Well, William, to me, I believe the Clubhouse Radio is a way to connect with the community in a powerful and meaningful way. So through the youth, such as yourself, it could potentially cultivate relationships, specifically or especially in our small community of Catskill, which is continuously growing.
Can I just add something? That both the clubhouses in Hudson and Catskill are actually open to the entire county. So, where our location is primarily Hudson and Catskill, but we're definitely open to youth throughout the counties.
Okay, now on to our next question. What have you been discussing and exploring in the Radio Lab, David?
Okay, that's a really good question, William. Let me add to that in regards to through the Radio Labs that we've had in the startup that led up to where we are today, where it included, obviously, youth and staff here in the clubhouse. We explored ways on how youth voices can be heard louder, and obviously a way of that happening is through the mic, hence the radio. So by being able to share, for example, poetry, music, experiences in Catskill, as like I said before, it's growing, the town. And, of course, school-based affairs.
Okay, so here's on to our last question. What do you hope to see the radio program become? Like, what do you want the outcome to be?
I think, personally for me, William, I hope the radio program creativity and self-empowerment. So, who knows? The program could be a calling card for someone, or in this case, maybe yourself, to participate as you carrying on in the future. Who knows? You might want to do this as you get older and be heard on a broader scale.
Yeah, I think it provides a learning experience and a platform, A, to be heard, and then B, if you wanna pursue, we have youth running in the background here. Shout out to Darius, running the technical part of this. So we have youth that are not on the mic and learning, you know, all facets of the radio and how it works, so they could go to college and be a college DJ on the local stations and, you know, further out or be heard in any way if it's a creative outlet, to get that out too.
Okay, thank you to our guests, Kai and David. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Stay tuned to WGXC.org for Wordshop after this song break.
Woohoo!
So, I'm in from the word shop right now.
This and co-host for the day.
And so, Emily.
It's expressing your emotions through words and, like, poetry and lyrics and comedy. And basically, just, like, through writing. And it helps you share your story without sharing your story, like, verbally.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how does writing specifically help you?
It usually helps me get my feelings out in, like, a healthier way than I normally did. And I don't bottle my emotions as much as I used to. And it just, like, calms me down, like, a lot.
I get that. Do you have a piece of writing today?
I do. It is called Never Trust a Mirror by Erin Hansen.
A contemporary piece, right? So can you tell us a little bit about the author?
Yeah. She has an Instagram. It's The Poetic Underground. Hmm. And she published books that is also known as The Poetic Underground. And she's almost 23 years old.
Okay. She's beating me out, so. did you read the poem for us, Mom?
Yes. Never trust a mirror, for a mirror always lies. It makes you think that all your worth can be seen from the outside. Never trust a mirror, it only shows you what. You can't see how your eyelids flutter when you're drifting off to sleep. It doesn't show you what the world sees when you're only being you, or how your eyes just light up when you're smiling, for no one sees everything you mean. Never trust a mirror, for it'll get looked within.
Can you tell us what this poem means to you?
Never Trust a Mirror talks about how true beauty is found within and how the mirror will only show you, like, how beautiful you are on the outside. It can form a lot of insecurities, and it will never show you how beautiful you are on the inside, and that's why you can't trust a mirror.
No, it's good. Thank you for sharing. Really no appreciate it. So, from the word shop, till next.
I woke up this morning and my soul crawled up my skin and whispered in my ear, the revolution starts within. But without justice in this world, my poetry seems paper thin. Like, how we gonna enlighten when we watch our children dying? And how you gonna fight the man if you're fighting to survive? And how we gonna find the truth when all we know is lies? And all we know about standing up for life and seeing fallen angels, spirits rising. And why then do we need another goddamn poem about revolution? Somewhere in the world, the girl is counting stars and grains of rice and praying hard to save her life and pain and strife are the only cards she had to play with. And somewhere in Haiti, a mother's counting her dead children. And somewhere in New England, another's counting multi-millions. Somewhere in Chicago, a broken soul grows old in prison. And somewhere in Colombia, the land's too poisonous to live in. And people live there. And somewhere in the world, landmines and pipelines, crack pipes and high-rises circumvent the land like lines designing palms of hands, printing futures we will never understand. Until our ancestors become our children. And somewhere in Africa, someone's listening to God through television and praying that paper dolls and holy gods drape their white skin with eyes fixed on heaven. They never look down to see their own wings.
That was If She Can't Fly by Climbing Poetry. Okay, so we're coming to an end of our time, but first we're going to give a few shout outs. We're coming to an end of our time, but first, shout-outs. We're going to give a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thanks to Relish Delights down on Main Street in Catskill for fueling us with delicious food. And shouts out to the Catskill and Youth Hot Tin Clubhouses and the Mental Association of Columbia Green Counties also for supporting this program. And happy birthday, Jericho, from Phoebe.
Shout out to Isaiah Loyola and to Marilee and to my friends down at the Juice Branch.
I want to do a shout out to my mom from Darius.
You can re-listen to this program at WGXC.org and join us live every Friday at 6 p.m. If you are 12 and 18 and you want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.